What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Family Alpha Podcast. Before we dive into the actual episode with Phil Foster, where we get to finally talk about philfosterfitness.com coming live, his training, his hormones, his nutrition, everything that Phil's bringing to the table for the masses, we're going to address today's sponsors. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by two men I know personally, and both of them tie so well into what it is we're discussing with leading yourself to greater heights. The first sponsor of today is John S. Rennie, a man who views leadership as a people business. John was a submarine officer, an executive in corporate America, an entrepreneur launching his own company, and importantly, an author. John is sharing his stories from his time in the United States Navy. As a submarine officer, he was very intimately leading those who worked with him. You know, when you are under the sea, surrounded by pounds and pounds and pounds of pressure, all you have are the people to your left and to your right. In John's book, which is on pre-order for just today only, after this it's going live, you can pre-order it today. It's called All in the Same Boat. Lead your organization like a nuclear submariner. Oh, he's going to chew my ass for that one. But lead your people. You're all in the same boat. In just the same way, I'm speaking to Phil today about leading yourself to improving your mind, your body, your spirit, dialing things in and leading your family. So too does John talk about how you can lead yourself and lead those around you in the best way possible so that you get the absolute most you can from your team. Whether you're heading into the military, whether you're currently a leadership position in the military, or if you're in the civilian sector looking to lead your team or lead your business to new heights, you're going to want to grab this book. Again, today you can get it on pre-order. After that, the thing is live and out to the world. So that's All in the Same Boat by John S. Rennie. The second sponsor of today is Anthony Migliorino of PeacefulFathers.com. Anthony is a husband, a father, a speaker. At PeacefulFathers.com, he is ready to help his fellow family men win. He's helping to bring peace within the home. The chaos of the world goes away and there's order with you, your spouse, your friends, your children. You can connect to your children in a way you never have before, helping them become their best selves while you do so in return. Those two men are those sponsors of today's episode. Those two men embody what it is that Phil and I are discussing today. So get all in the same boat, go to peacefulfathers.com, check those two out, and support men who are doing the work that we're talking about today. Now with that, let's dive into this episode to help you help yourself.
Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here's your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
Welcome back to another episode on the Family Alpha Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Zachary Small, and today I'm joined by the Phil Foster. Phil, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Zach? Thanks for having me on the podcast today.
I'm pumped to have this conversation specifically because now we get to talk about something that's been in the works for years now, the launch of philfosterfitness.com. Brother, I've seen this go from idea to the workings of building it up to the release to the public. So let's talk about first, what is philfosterfitness.com? Is it a fitness site? Is it a training site? What is it that you've created and brought to the table for the masses?
So this whole deal started, like 2.5 years ago. And I wanted to get into training, specifically online training, and working with individuals to help them get stronger, become more confident as human beings. And then I decided to market supplements. And from marketing supplements, I'm also starting a clothing brand as well now. So it's like this thing has just completely evolved. So philfosterfitness.com is basically an online and in-person training platform that you can log on to and then book a call. We also work with hormones. So if you think that you're low T or if your lady's suffering from some issues with hormones, we can definitely work with you on that as well. You know, the idea kicked off, I guess it was, like I said, about 2.5 years ago and talking with you guys and watching guys like you just build something out of nothing, right? So over the past 2.5 years, we've collaborated with manufacturers, supplement manufacturers in particular, to build a custom, high-quality, grass-fed and collagen protein line. Pre-workout, of course, and then vegan protein options for the folks that can't tolerate milk products.
Now, when it comes to the supplements, it comes to the training, you know, what you see a lot of online are the PDFs. You know, here's your quick PDF and it's $20 and they can get it, you know, and people are struggling. You know, I've seen it. Like, oh, I have all these courses I bought. Yeah, but you haven't used any. So what is it that's going to separate you from, you know, the $20 courses that are out there? Are these in-person programs? Or not in-person, but do they get to work with you one-on-one? Do you cater it to the people? Because people are struggling, man. And you can't just give them a PDF and have them go run and, you know, sculpt the body they want.
Yeah, that's a good question right there, Zach. So how this whole program works, I mean, there's several different tiers. There's a beginner program, an intermediate program, and an advanced program. With the advanced program, these are for advanced folks. So say folks that are looking to get all the way to stage, super highly customized. I will actually fly to you and come and train you if that's necessary to get you ready for show. The intermediate programs, these are gents that have actually been weight training for several years. They have the fundamentals down and they have a good understanding about weight training. To make that, you have to meet a certain criteria when it comes to lifts. And of course we have the beginner program. The beginner program is basically folks that are just starting out or relatively new to weight training and exercise and fitness. And how that program works is we kind of work with you to get you to help you understand and build confidence under the bar, learn how to adjust and calibrate your macros and how to apply nutrition strategies to achieve the goals you want, whether you're a hard gainer and you're looking to put mass on, or if you're overweight from like the, what they call it, the Rona 15 or the Rona 20, what is it called?
I've been calling it the Rona 19. Just makes sense. COVID-19.
Yeah. Or it could be the Rona 19. You know, we help you with these nutritional strategies to get you there. And it's the same thing with the intermediates as well. All the training programs that I offer are 100% geared to whether, if you're an intermediate guy, you're either going to have a MASH program or a shred program. Your macros are 100% calculated and we're constantly working with you to see where those macros fall. We've also started a men's community online through Slack. I mean, everybody's heard of that. And you can join the Slack. We have group accountability. So it's a weekly weigh-in. You can post pictures of your macros, ask questions about training, and just basically have that good camaraderie. I've found that a lot of people struggle with fitness one-on-one. That's why the PDF thing doesn't work. The difference between me and a lot of guys selling PDFs out there is I'm going to be there every step of the way. Okay. Zach, you've had some experience with me and going through my training programs. We've been working together off and on for 2 years and you're looking good, man. You're getting it, man.
Thanks, brother. That's why we had to do this one in video.
So it's 100% accountability. That's why I believe that my program is different than all the guys just selling PDFs. You know, my programs are more expensive, but they're also more intensive. And what I mean by that is you have more of me in your life than you probably will really want. Call that aversion marketing. I don't care. The moral of the story is to be a success in the gym and in the kitchen, you need guidance, especially if you don't know what you're doing. Another aspect of this whole situation is your hormone levels. Okay. If you're middle age, if you're struggling with, you know, some of the symptoms of low T and you're really training hard in the gym and your macros are on point and you're still holding or gaining weight, you could possibly have a hormone issue. We work with people one-on-one with that to get them ready to roll as far as getting your hormones straightened out through blood work and then a protocol. So I think that doing that in turn gives folks success in the gym as well, because these people, it's like they're hitting their head against the wall, right?
You know, we did a podcast on hormones, so I don't want to dive too deep into that, but I will say, you know, this is for this to not be an infomercial or QVC type deal. I wanted you want to talk specifically about the program going out there because I'm in it, you know, I'm living this. I've experienced this, you know, I've publicly shared, you know, sobriety issues. I publicly shared, you know, you've seen the photo for me in the ER because I thought I was going to have a heart attack, man. Like I was just stressed out and I was overweight and I'm talking about these men's things and leading men and all these things, but slowly these things start creeping up on me. And I'm writing about it. I'm on the camera. Like, people are seeing it happen live. And they're also seeing this shift. And I keep getting these messages like, what are you doing? You know, and I've shared that I've been going through your program. You know, and I think it's important for people to realize and to see, you know, these things that are playing out. So in that last one, we really dove into the hormone side of it. Right now, I'd like to talk about, you know, with Phil Foster Fitness, you've got the supplements, you've got the swag. I get you've got these things. But when it comes to the father, you know, who's saying, well, I don't have a lot of time to train. I've got COVID, you know, so I'm always on call with work and Zooms. I'm sitting down all the time now. I've got my kids after that. They're always around. So they're running out of time to get training programs, or, you know, maybe they're dealing with injuries. You have found a way to kind of cater to all of these things. So what would you say, you know, with COVID, I would say gyms are opening up, but maybe people aren't back into the routine of getting back into it. For someone starting out, what are you seeing the biggest hurdles, you know, being in their way of getting back into that lifestyle? And how are you correcting that? What are you offering them?
So first and foremost, I think the biggest hurdle is finding that motivation again. I really believe that, you know, we've all been trapped in our homes through government oversight and oppression, basically, for the past year and a half. I live here in Dallas, Texas, and, you know, we've relatively been relaxed. Like, my gym's been open this whole time. But folks that are in states that have no gym availability or access, I mean, it can get really tough, you know, and you lose your motivation. So how I'm combating that is, once again, I am 100% going along with you through one-on-one Zoom calls with you, the men's community that I've set up online through Slack, having that group accountability and having everybody else kind of going through the program with you. There's no sense in making excuses, I guess you could say, for not having time to exercise. There are people that are extremely busy, busier than me, that still find time to hit the gym. So I run two other businesses other than the PhilFosterFitness.com business. I've got a family, which includes my wife and daughter. We have things flying all over the place all the time, and I still make time to hit the gym every day. So what I do is I like to challenge these guys when they struggle with getting into the gym. You know, the big thing is just showing up first and foremost. I get it. You know, it's, you need this, you need that. We all make excuses, but the time for excuses is over, because the simple fact still remains. It's time to take care of yourself. Okay. Being shut in your home and binge watching Netflix and swilling garbage food, it's just not where it's at, right? If you want to be a strong leader in your home, kind of like what Zach talks about all the time, then I definitely suggest hitting the weights.
Now, does that apply to both men and women? Because I hear a lot of, oh, I don't want to get big. I'm a girl. I don't want to get bulky.
That's a good question. So mine is strictly for men. This program that I do is strictly for men. I do train my wife. She is you've seen her before, Zach, you've met her in person. She is in really good shape. And that whole mantra of, oh, I don't want to get too big. I don't want to get too jacked up and swole. Look here, these people that make that excuse, they just need to understand one simple thing. There is no way that getting in shape, they're going to look like a man, especially if they're women. Now, if they did a whole bunch of illegal steroids and had a professional coach and paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, then yes, they could eventually look like a man. But going through a typical fitness regime, especially if you're a man and your wife wants to go with you to the gym and she says, hey, what have you been doing with Phil Foster Fitness? And you show her, hey, this is what we've been doing. And she has that urge to start exercising because you're leveling up on your fitness. You know, that's a good thing. You know, a family that is active is a strong family. So in my home, I train, my wife trains, and my 16 and a half year old daughter trains. We all hit the gym 6 days a week. No excuses.
So can we dive into that ripple effect a little bit more? You know, when these guys, they start looking better and feeling better, they want to pass it to the family. And it's incredible how many men, when they start their path, all of a sudden, you know, there's a little pushback, too much time at the gym. You know, you're focused too much on your eating. They've got to maybe eat different meals from the family. Mm-hmm. But eventually it seems like that's a phase and the family gets on board. So was that your experience, is when you started and then it was your wife and then it was your daughter? Or was it sort of an all in, everybody kind of went together? Because I think there are a lot of family. I mean, it's the family alpha, bro. Like, yeah. There are men with kids listening to this. Their kids are going to follow suit too. And I think that's one of the most unspoken about yet beautiful things of this whole, you know, process that we're doing, is that it becomes a family event.
Yes. And that is an excellent question, Zach. So let me tell you something. In my experience, when I first started going back to the gym and training hard diligently and really dialing myself in nutrition-wise, weight training-wise, I got my hormones corrected. My wife took notice and she wanted a piece of that. And I think that's because my value started increasing so much, okay? I started like actually inversing the role, because, you know, my wife's relatively beautiful. You know, I mean, she's hot. Let's just face it. And so when Peter Griffin left and Jack Phil showed up, it was tough for her. So she started wanting a piece of that. So what happened is, you know, I said, okay, well, we'll go to the gym. And she's one of those girls that unfortunately was skinny fat. Like, she couldn't do a pull up. Now she's the only lady in the gym pulling them out all the time. And so she started getting into the training and nutrition and hormones. And then it took Veda, our daughter, about 2.5 years to really wake up to the idea. And she started wanting to go to the gym as well. Now, obviously, I'm a divorced dad. So my daughter has the other side of the fence over there that she occasionally sees. And it's incredible when your value increases as a man, especially if you have an ex-wife, they will use your children to anger you. And that's precisely what my ex-wife did. It's unfortunate, right? So anytime my child would do really well with her nutrition, really well with her training, and she'd go visit the ex-wife, she would sabotage her. It's a really sad situation. But as she has matured and grown up, she's learned to say, no, that's not what I'm about anymore. And now my child, she has her own trainer. I don't even train her, right? So she goes to the gym with her personal trainer twice a week. And then 4 days a week, he sends her a program on her mobile phone and she goes and trains herself. And we have discovered that through watching my wife and myself grow in the gym and in the nutrition and fitness business, it is really promoted and, I guess you would say, caused a bloom in my child to really want to be better. And one of the things she struggles with now is commonality between her and other kids, right? Because let's face it, most teenagers, they're what? They're playing, what do they play, like Xbox or Fortnite? They're eating fast food, and here's my daughter. She's going to the gym and eating super clean and kicking butt in school. And it's crazy. It's upside down, right? So it's one of the issues she's going through. And I tell you how we deal with that is we just let her know that to be the best, you have to be different, right? To always put your best foot forward. And the human being, as human beings, we are extremely judgmental. People will say, oh, well, I'm not a judgmental person. That's why we have eyes. That old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover, I believe. Is that what it is, Zach?
It's one of the sayings.
Yeah, that's one of the sayings. I call BS on that, right? I believe that as human beings, we are being prejudged before we even open our mouths, especially in general public. And to emanate power and stature and status in this world today, it's relatively easy because so many people have given up. And so when my family goes anywhere in public, we convey that strength and power together. And a lot of the issues that a lot of people suffer through or deal with, we do not suffer through or deal with because folks just stay away from us.
You know, and I think from the men I've worked with, that's a very important point. I kind of want to hit it a little bit harder. You know, when they start to improve, I work more on the lifestyle side than the fitness. Like, I go to the pros for fitness. I work with you. Hey, Phil, here's where I'm stuck. You know, and something for people to realize is when they're in that group, I ask questions a lot. I don't understand this lift. I don't understand my eating. Just before we kick this off, we were talking about my eating and how to shift it to best get me to where I want to go. having that one-on-one and immediate response, that's invaluable. Like, you can't put a price on that. No. So something to take advantage of for anybody that's kind of hesitant, you know, you answer the questions in a way that somebody like myself easily understands, absorbs, and can apply, you know. But these gents, when I work with their lifestyle and they start to improve, they do see that, you know, the other dads aren't quite like them. Their peers around them, they don't get it. You know, have you seen a lot of pushback when it comes to hitting the gym from these men and their male friends, not just their spouse, but other men around them having an issue? Or are they, have you seen that's more supportive compared to, let's say, the female side of the house where, you know, they're always picking at each other?
Yeah, that's a good question. So these guys, you know, these men that work through these programs and level up in the fitness game, it's almost like they, as they mature and grow in it and they improve their physicality, they get stronger, they get healthier. It's almost like they look at these other folks and they go, well, how was I ever even stuck in that mode, right? How did I ever even get there? And so I don't think so much as men, we have that commonality issue. It's just that we just move on to the next thing, right? We're constantly looking for that next challenge, that next thing to level up on. And so guys that don't want that level up status, you know, they're way back there. And it's interesting for the ladies, my wife definitely goes through that. Now the ladies at the gym, she talks to all the girls at the gym. They have a great time, but in the general public, like other school moms, you know, let's face it, you know, these women are like 40, 50, 60, 70 pounds overweight, you know, and these women, they don't even want it. Like when there's a mother's lunch, they never invite my wife for the simple fact is they're uncomfortable eating in front of her. So, you know, my wife, you know, she's ripped up, she's ripped up and she'll be doing a bulk and they'll go to like IHOP or something. She'll get a stack of pancakes, an omelet and all this food,
crushing,
and like scarf it down. It's hilarious. And, these women, they barely even touch their food or something, like it's crazy. Right. So the women definitely will suffer through that, especially as their physicality improves. And it's really sad because once again, we have eyes, we are definitely all prejudging everybody around us. And it's almost like, well, how dare they be in better shape? How dare you be healthier? Because what that discomfort that you're creating through your appearance in these other people around you, it's a discomfort. And they know, it's almost like they have that shame. There's a shame associated to it, right? And if you could just figure out a way to tell these people, look, there's a better way, but they're too stuck in this comfort mode. You know, my training programs are extremely difficult, are they not?
Yeah, I'm gassed right now.
But that's the whole thing, right? You need to put that hard work in. And, you know, these other trainers that are out here saying, oh, well, you know, look at me, I can deadlift 500 pounds or whatever for one or two. Who cares about that, man? Let me see what you got for some reps. I want to see the work. You know, let's get you strong without damaging yourself, right? And PDFs just aren't going to cut it. You need guidance if you don't understand the movements and the lifts. You need guidance if you don't understand why you've been the same weight for friggin' 5 years and you've been training your butt off. There's a problem in the kitchen. So I give you those keys. I give you that guidance to navigate and go through the issues that are holding you up from achieving the progress that you're after.
You brought up judgment as well, you know, and how we're always judging. So I agree with you. Everything you just said, especially the shame, you know, they don't want to hang out with somebody because they look better. And it's not that person. It's the shame they feel. And it's highlighted by that person. But also when it comes to that judgment, you know, when we talk about families and unity and coming together, no parent wants to see their child judged by their peers. No parent wants their kid to be the one made fun of because they're hefty, because they can't, you know, go across the monkey bars. And I'm talking simple things. So when people hear this, I really want to stress the fact that we're not just talking going on a stage and bodybuilding. We're not talking hitting that 1,000-pound deadlift, even that 500-pound deadlift. When you start this process of getting it dialed in, I've realized you're sparing your child that sort of judgment of their peers or by their peers, because you, by setting the example, by doing what's right, they see it and they become a part of it. And all of a sudden, you know, you don't have to worry about your family going to the beach and looking around like, you know, all these other people are judging me because I'm bigger. I have to wear a shirt at the beach. You know, I can't do the things these other kids can do, like run around, because I'm too big, you know. And your kids, they see you doing it right and they follow that. And dude, I can't tell you how many times when a dad locks himself in, it spreads through the family. And all of a sudden these children are having better lives because dad helped them get themselves in shape. Dad saved them all of that judgment. Or if they already experienced it, maybe their confidence is a little shot, you know, that starts to come back. And now you're more connected with your kids, your sons or daughters, you know, through me doing what I do, my wife doing what she does, the kids, it's just a part of our normal routine now. And now they get to go and have that fun. They're not, we don't sit in front of, they don't even want to sit in front of the TV. They don't want to. If I brought them to McDonald's, they would say, "Dad, what's wrong with you?" like they don't even, when we drive by fast food, they don't even know what it is. They have no idea what's in a Wendy's. They could not tell you, if you offered my son or daughter $1 million to name two things on a McDonald's or Burger King menu, we would not get $1 million. They have no idea, man. But yeah, that starts at the top.
That's a magical thing right there, right? And it's all about how you've raised your little tribe, man, to where they're not going to fall in the pitfalls of so many people that have already fallen in, because the simple fact is you guys are doing your meals at home. You guys, you know, spend time as a family and do those meals together. I mean, I've seen the videos and the pictures. I mean, it's incredible. You know, the thing is folks, this is a real simple thing. We have what's called an overabundance of food energy in America, right? Fast food will provide you with too much energy, which will make you fat. There it is. It is a poison that has been given to the American people to lull them into a sense of comfort, to break apart the family. Oh, well, your dad's running late from work, so we're just going to swing by the drive-thru and grab this, and he can grab something on his own. No, a real family is going to say, okay, dad's running late, but let's go ahead and make him dinner at home. Let's go ahead and, when he walks in the door, his food is prepared for him, home cooked. It would be amazing to see, just if that one mindset shift happened, how much people would actually lose as far as weight goes, because it's incredible. Fast food is a poison. Like, I look at it and I'm just like, and these people are lined up. They're lined up around the block for it. And especially during Rona, right? During the Corona thing, they had all the fast food places and all the liquor stores open and closed the gyms. It made you wait in line to go to the grocery store. That's upside down and backwards. Not to harp on the whole situation, but it seems to me there's an ulterior motive there to weaken the family unit. And that's what you talk about, Zach. Is that something that you notice that you've seen? I mean, what do you say to that?
No, you're absolutely correct. You know, and I've been banging that drum for a while now. It's interesting. I tagged you in a post today where it was all the health directors from each of the countries, and it showed a photo of them. All of them were morbidly obese or very, very sickly looking. And I said that if I had you or AJ Cortez, if I picked you two dudes as like, hey guys, go lead these countries, you would fix it overnight, because the problem is so simple. You make health a priority. We know, and fuck me, I'll get right on the soapbox for a second. We know that obesity is the leading cause of severity of the cases these people are feeling with COVID. We Yes. don't need to be the mask argument. Like, our focus is so wrong. We should be focusing on, why are there still McDonald's ads? Why are we still pushing people towards these weird foods? And we're marketing and all the money that's there. Obesity is causing all these issues, not the masks, not the social distancing. It's everybody's heavy and their body can't fight, you know, the sickness, because it's sending all the blood and all the nutrients to this excess mass that's inside of your body. It's just, to me, the whole focus needs to be on obesity. It needs to be on healthy weight control, and then locking it in from there, and then going from there. That's where the focus needs to be, within the home. If you're going to give your kid a vaccine, you're going to have your kid wear a mask, you're going to have your kid in a bubble, but you're not going to have your kid exercise, you're not truly caring about your child's health.
There it is. There it is right there in a nutshell. I couldn't have said it any better. And I believe in in my heart of hearts that if people would just take a moment to really consider their physicality for a minute, it's okay that you picked up some extra weight. It doesn't mean that it's the end of the world and that you can't change that. You can easily reverse all that extra weight that you're carrying right now and reduce the inflammation in your body and reduce the likelihood of you dying of a heart attack, stroke, or diabetes or the coronavirus by simply just showing up to the gym. I don't care. And where I train, if you're overweight, it's like, what's up, man? We are like cheering you on. It's like, we'll see you tomorrow. I mean, there is no judgment. We are like pumping you up where I train because we are so proud of you just to come in there and say, let's get something done. That's all you got to do is show up. I don't care who trained you. I would love nothing more than to see that more people step outside of their comfort zone. And that's what my program is about, Zach. PhilFosterFitness.com is purely about stepping outside your comfort zone. And it says it right on the website. These training programs are hard. They are difficult. But I'm there with you. You will not walk that difficult path alone. And then you have a community of men that have already joined in and are doing the same programs. And the same thing with them. They are there cheering you on. There's no need to lay in comfort anymore. There's more of a need for you to get out there and change your physicality and get stronger. That way you can assume your position at the head of your table. Get some respect from your wife and kids. Show them there's a better way than fast food and TV. Show them what outdoors is like. Go for a walk. You know, when you start exercising and training and changing your nutritional strategies, pardon me, these other opportunities start unfolding in front of your eyes. Well, I feel well enough to go for a walk after dinner. It's incredible, right? You know, all these things are completely reversible and changeable if people would step outside their comfort zones. And that's what I do, is I help you step outside your comfort zone.
Yeah, not only is that, you know, one of the driving forces for getting you on here, but also, you know, when I bring up your site, when we look through this and you scroll down, you know, you see that you've got your foundational program, your intermediate program, as well as your advanced. But when you go further, it's as simple as having a conversation. So people are able to talk to you without fully jumping into the training program. That is correct. Yes?
Absolutely.
Okay. So for people that are looking to just have, maybe they have a training program, but they're not getting the most out of it. Maybe they're like, you know, I'm lifting, Phil. I'm doing the things that I think are right, but I'm still something stuck. Are they able to work with you on getting their blood labs, you know, checking out where their hormones are at without jumping on, you know, TRT or any sort of formal program and their nutrition plan, or how does that work? You know, consultations as well as the hormone.
Yeah. So basically right there on the left, you'll see that the hormones, that's basically just booking a consult right there. And we can discuss what symptoms you have, and then we can schedule some labs. It doesn't mean you're committed to getting on TRT or anything like that. The great thing about the hormone consult is we test multiple things: your estradiol, your total testosterone, free testosterone, your TSH, your PSA, your lipid panel, your CBC, your CMT. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into all your health markers to see exactly where you're at. That is one of the best things you can do right there. The same thing with the general discussion and recommend tab right there. It's a one-on-one general health consult. If you click on that and book a call with me, we can go over your nutrition. We can go over your training. We can go over things that you're concerned about and work through those issues together. I'm more interested in seeing people win than fail. I don't care what it takes. I just want to see folks win. And I believe that it starts with your physicality, which will translate to your mentality and then to the rest of your life.
Dude, I could not be happier to see this come to life. And I mean that, dude. I think this is such a good thing. I think the masses need it, especially with COVID. You know, it's kind of like 9/11. We're never going back. Things changed permanently. And I think a lot of people, I say think because I'm not sure, you know, But I do believe that a lot of people thought when the doors opened back up and life went back to quote unquote normal, then they would, you know, worry about their weight that they added. Then they would worry about, you know, their eating, their drinking, these habits they picked up. We're not going back. So the time to start is now. And I think with you offering this, I mean, I'm living it, dude. The bias has to be obvious. I'm living this. I'm experiencing the weight loss, the muscle growth, the mindset shift, all these things. I'm experiencing it. So this isn't, I mean, I guess that's N1, you know, I'm my example, but what better way to say something works than to use it, to have it work. And now I can show through example, like, well, I'm living it. Why would I keep the secret in my pocket? You know? Yeah. So I think that's where we're headed. I think COVID is now starting to set in as a permanent thing, or at least the changes that have occurred from it. So people that are looking to connect with you, people that are looking to find your work, maybe they just want to kind of feel you out and see what you're all about, what it is you're doing. Where can they best find you?
Oh, I'm all over the place, right? So
you really are, man. It's been a busy year for you.
You can find me at Phil_ on Twitter and on Instagram. And on Facebook, you can find my business page at Phil Foster Fitness. That's all it is right there. Or Phil Foster as well. That's my private page. Of course, the website. I'm speaking this year at the CME convention in a couple of weeks. I'm super stoked about that, to get the good word about philfosterfitness.com out there. And once again, if you're looking to reach out, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, through the website at philfosterfitness.com. I'm also a member of the Fraternity of Excellence. So if Zach ever opens the doors, you know, you can hit me there as well. I'm around if you're looking to level up your physicality, your health, your hormone levels, whatever it might be, just reach out to me. I'm right here for you.
I love it, brother. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming on here. And more importantly than all of that, I appreciate you bringing this resource out there, because God knows we need it. You know, the masses, I want to see more people getting on, you know, the haves and the have nots. I want to see more haves. I have good health. I have a good relationship with my family. I have great things happening, and I have a positive mindset. So before we wrap this one up, though, if you had one piece of advice for someone who's, they're aware, man, they know, like, he's probably talking to me in this. I've added some weight, you know, I keep adding weight. What would you say to that person who's listening right now?
Hey, don't give up, right? Let me tell you this right now. You can reverse everything that you're going through right now. I don't care if you're 150, 200 pounds overweight. It is 100% reversible. First things first, you got to believe in yourself and know that there are good people out there that are willing to support you through this journey. Trust the process. Don't get impatient. It didn't take overnight to pick up those extra pounds. So it's not going to be overnight when the pounds start falling off. Will it be dramatic? Absolutely, it will be. Will you get stronger? Absolutely. As a matter of fact, with my 12-week programs, I guarantee that all of your lifts will go up and your body fat percentages will, in fact, go down.
It's a solid guarantee.
What's that?
That's a solid guarantee right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you follow the programming to a T, there's no reason at all that your body, if you're overweight, that you will not recomp and build muscle and burn fat. And if you are looking to put on mass, that your lifts will all definitely go up. You've experienced that. or if you're looking to shred, that the body fat will fall off of you. It's all about strategy, timing, and understanding how your biology works. But to get back to your original question, just trust the process. And if you're working with a trainer and things are just kind of stagnant and it's been stagnant for a while, there's an issue there. You need somebody else to work with, because the simple fact is a lot of trainers out there, they just do like a cookie cutter thing, one size fits all situation. Mine are more tailored to your needs, especially your macros. And what I mean by macros is your protein needs, your carbohydrate needs, and your fat needs. So I think that a more tailored approach, in conjunction with group accountability and having me guide you along the way, your success rate will be much, much higher than a PDF.
You heard it here, philfosterfitness.com. You can turn it around. Like Phil said, you're not too far gone, no matter where you're at. You are not beyond salvaging. You're worth it. You've got the rest of your life to live. Amen. You know, you may as well live it on, you know, the best terms possible, which are your own strong mind, strong body, strong spirit, which leads to strong family, stronger friends, stronger everything. So Phil, again, thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate it. I know you're a busy man. So thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks, Zach. It was great to be here today with you, buddy.
Yes, sir. For everybody, this is another episode on the Family Alpha Podcast. Take care.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.